up? It is me, George G. Got another awesome episode of the Aligned Money Show coming your way featuring Adam Bergman. Adam is the founder of IRA Financial. He is a self-directed retirement expert. He's the author of 9 books on the topic and countless more blog posts and YouTube videos. We had a great conversation that, of course, started with 2 Truths and a Lie. We got into what the big reasons are that Americans are able to retire effectively. And one of those is, of course, because of compound growth that we get through vehicles like IRAs and 401ks, and how those are evolving to allow us to do more and more things like buy crypto and real estate and invested businesses and things like that. The benefit of a flat fee model for making this happen. We talked about how Adam's currently using artificial intelligence and how he thinks it's going to continue to impact both his business and just the greater public and investing in general. We talked about how the world of qualified plans and IRAs can be intimidating and the importance and necessity of education. And then, of course, we had not one but 3 great difference-making tips on what people can do to position themselves for long-term success. I know you're going to love it. Let's go. Adam, to get us started, give me 2 truths and a lie, please.
Okay, well, thanks for having me, George. Really excited to be here. So here they are. I used to be a tax lawyer. You can buy cryptos in a retirement account. And the third, I would say, is you can actually use your retirement funds tax-free to start a business.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So you used to be a tax lawyer. You can buy crypto in an IRA account, and you can use IRA funds to start a business. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is a little tricky, and I'm talking to an attorney, so language is important, because I know that at one point you were, are you still, you used to be, I don't know. So I'm going to say that yes, you did used to be, whether or not you still are. So that's true. Can you buy crypto inside of a retirement account, and can you use IRA funds to start a business? Oh my goodness. I should know the answer to that, but I don't necessarily. So I'm going to say the lie is you can use IRA funds to start a business.
So you're partly right. So technically, you cannot start, and I'll give you, and that's why I was a lawyer, right? Because there's always like the gray area. So technically, if you own more than 50% of the business, you can't use your IRA to start a business, but there's actually a workaround where you can use a 401k to start a business, even though you own more than 50%. So I had to do the lawyer thing here, you know.
I totally get it. So yeah. Is one always an attorney, if you're an attorney once, or can you like swear that off and totally walk away?
It's funny you said that. So I'm admitted to practice law in New York. So every 2 years, you actually have to do 24 hours of like continuing legal education. So it's funny. I actually just finished it last week. So I guess, yes, I'm still in good standing. I still pay the New York State Bar Association. I don't technically like per se practice law anymore, but I guess I'm still a lawyer.
Yeah. Is that good or bad? Are you proud to tell people that you're?
No. You know what? I'll tell you the truth. I liked practicing law for 5 years. I really liked being a tax lawyer for 5 years. After the 5th year, I kind of felt like it was just Groundhog Day. I was kind of doing similar stuff, looking at the same documents, and that's why I was kind of itching to start a business, and that's how I fortuitously found my way into the self-directed IRA space with IRA Financial. Just was looking for the next chapter of my life.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that. It is always good to be thinking ahead and taking stock and all that stuff. And that was at least 15 years ago, 20 years ago?
That's right. 15 years ago.
15 years ago. Well, I think that is awesome. Great. So 5 good years of being an attorney. And how long was the actual body of practicing law that the 5 years fit into?
So I technically practiced law for 8 years. So the last 3 or so, and I was at big law firms in New York City. So it was kind of like the golden handcuffs, right? You're making pretty good money. I was like, no kids, right? Just recently married. So I pay my rent. I was able to live pretty well in New York, but I knew like deep down, this wasn't my calling. But I still like showed up every day to work for the paycheck.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I get it. But you made the leap into entrepreneurship and not into a new field necessarily, but certainly a different part of it. Now, 15 years later, what's top of mind for you right now?
So I'm blessed, honestly, just super lucky that I found my niche. And, you know, I got two kids and I keep telling them, like, just find your niche. Whatever you do, if you're good at it and you love what you're doing, the money's going to come. I promise. Whether you want to be a ballerina or an artist or an author, or like if you're really good at it and you're passionate, the money will come. So again, I've been blessed to kind of found my niche. I was able to use my tax background and my interest and motivation of using the tax code to help people save money, grow wealth in the most tax efficient way. And that's what I've been able to do with the IRA financial self-directed model.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Is there something that is kind of occupying most of your thoughts these days? Just the business? I'm sure it's always evolving, and crypto is a new thing, yeah, and always something.
It's AI. Honestly, it's AI. I think every business owner is focused on it. This is game changing. It's probably the greatest technology. Well, I say greatest. I think the biggest game changing technology. Whether you think it's great or not, we'll see. But every business needs to be focused on it, whether it's for just data collection or how your employees work or how you're going to use it to grow revenues or cut costs. It's vital. So that's where most of my time is. And my team, the executive team, is focused on how we're going to use AI to help our clients.
And I'm of the mind that as technology advances, as long as we're making good decisions about it from a personal financial standpoint, that it's just going to give us more opportunities to help people to get better. I don't necessarily see it as hurting your line of work, as long as you're smart about it. But I what do you think about what I just said? Totally stupid somewhere?
I 100% agree with you. No. It's right. Listen, will jobs change? Yeah. I mean, some jobs will go away, but new ones will be created. But from a business standpoint, it's going to let entrepreneurs start businesses much quicker and cheaper. When I started this business, we built our app. It took a year and, you know, million plus dollars. You can probably do it now in 30 minutes with basically an AI agent and like one consultant tech person. Like, you can start and bring ideas to market super quick. You can run multiple million-dollar businesses with probably half the amount of people, if not more, than you would need. So it's really exciting. And for businesses that are existing, it's okay, how are we going to use it to boost efficiency, help our clients, generate more revenue, and make our business more efficient?
And how do you see that? So give us, if you don't mind, give me a quick overview of IRA Financial, what the whole purpose of it is, and then how you see AI helping consumers however you see it directly impacting people when they're interfacing with your company.
Okay, so I'll just double click on that, just kind of step backwards and just, when I started IRA Financial, why I started it, was, again, I was a lawyer. I had no idea. I had a hedge fund client, fortuitously, that wanted to use his hedge fund. His IRA to invest in a hedge fund. I was asked to do the research. I had no idea you can do this. It took me 5 minutes to do some quick research, and I was blown away to find out that, yes, you can do alternative assets like real estate or hedge fund investments in an IRA. And I kept thinking to myself, well, if I don't know about this, and I'm, you know, a lawyer, a tax lawyer, pretty sophisticated guy, it's got to be millions and millions of people out there that don't. So fast forward, you know, 8 months, 10 months, I left law, did a lot of research, you know, took all my savings, started IRA Financial. And my goal was to help and educate people and make it as easy as possible to use your retirement money to do alts like real estate or invest in private businesses, things like that. And that's been my vision, and that's been my passion ever since. So how AI can come in is, In a lot of different ways. Number one is like we have tons of data, right? We have 25,000 clients, $4.5 billion in assets. There is tons of data in terms of what are people investing in? When are they doing the investments? When are they moving money? Where are they moving money from? Like, how could all that help us provide better service for customer service? We're creating our own agent, right? So we're going to be able to have less and more, I think, expert type customer service reps where any answer someone asks, they can just plug into our little chatbot, and based off the 9 books I've written and all the thousands of blogs I've done, you're going to get the answer because I've covered pretty much everything. Doing content much easier and quicker. It's going to provide new product offerings. Like, hey, we may offer our clients the ability to use our little chat agent, right? If they have questions on their retirement account, investment questions, there's a potential way that they can use this chat box and we can charge for it. So, and that's just a quick overview. There's so many moving parts. This is basically like 1995 internet. Like, it's just kind of starting right now. It's just ChatGPT, like we had when it was just like Yahoo and Lycos and Alta Vista. It was just like very basic web pages. And that's what kind of ChatGPT is now and some other agents, but it's going to get so much more sophisticated and it's going to get there very quickly.
It is. I think it's a really exciting time. So who are your users predominantly? Is it more sophisticated people? Is it just people who want the ability to invest in out-of-the-box kinds of things? Or is it kind of everybody?
Yeah, it's everybody. I mean, there's 65 million IRAs out there. There's about $17 trillion in IRA money. The alt world, and when I say alternative assets, I mean, all assets that are not publicly traded, right? So everything other than like stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, or bonds is considered alternative. So when I started this company 15 years ago, a lot of people thought I was crazy to think it was fair and smart to offer people to use their IRA to buy real estate or invest in private businesses. Obviously, that's changed considerably. So, you know, right now the alternative market is probably, you know, 7 to 10% of the overall $17 trillion market. So our clients are anyone that has a retirement account, because generally you need probably $8,000 to $10,000 to start, unless you're just doing some cryptos and you just want to put like $1,000 in Bitcoin. Other than that, if you want to invest in a business or do a loan to someone, you need a minimum like $8,000 to $10,000. So the average client, our average client has around over $100,000, and they generally worked at a company, left the company, have a rollover, and now want to take advantage of an investment, want to take more control, diversify. They don't trust Wall Street. They don't understand why stocks go up or down, and they just want more control and freedom.
Trust and control. Those are certainly important things right there.
Yes.
And when it comes to control, and you look at a traditional IRA, I don't think that I would necessarily say that there is a lot of control in that. Certainly, it's just if you're interested in doing the things that you're interested or that you are helping people to do, they're not going to be able to do that at the Fidelities of the world, not to name names necessarily.
That's right.
But and how are you? Where is the line that says buyer beware versus what's our role as IRA Financial in helping people to avoid missteps and landmines?
Yeah, great question. So when IRAs were created in 1974 by ERISA, Congress did not distinguish between IRAs that invested in stocks and IRAs that invested in real estate, for example. The word self-directed IRA is not found in the tax code. But if Congress didn't want us to diversify and invest in alts, they would have limited it. They would have just restricted retirement accounts to traditional investments like they do with a 529 educational plan. So Congress understands the value of diversification. So IRA Financial, we are a regulated trust company. We're not a fiduciary. We're not a financial advisor. We do not give investment advice. So we don't charge fees for selling products. We have a flat fee for custodying the alternative asset, doing the administration. And it's a flat fee whether you have 50K or 50 million, right? Because we're not giving you investment advice. As your account goes up, which we pray it does, we're your partner. We're not charging you more money based off your increase. So we want to unlock people's money. We're going to let people do anything they want so long as it's legal. Our job is not to police or be a watchdog of our clients. Our job is to make sure they're doing things that are not prohibited, and we're hopeful in structuring the transaction in the most tax efficient manner possible. So I'm all about freedom. I'm more of a libertarian. We're all smart. Who am I to tell you you shouldn't buy real estate or cryptos with your IRA? In fact, if I look at my three best performing investments over my last 15 years, it's real estate, Bitcoin, and an investment in a friend's business. And all three things my financial advisor told me not to do.
So you fired that loser. Just kidding.
He's still my friend, actually. He's just, you know, he was just wrong.
I certainly appreciate that. All right. So, well, that certainly does make sense. What does the future hold for you? And as you're trying to see around the corner, it sounds like you are investing in just bringing some kind of an AI agent to answer questions and make it faster. But what else are you thinking? What does the future hold for IRA Financial?
Yeah, so I'm always thinking, George. So we're working on a partnership with a major brokerage firm where we'll be the first company to allow investors to invest in stocks like Google or Tesla, and also cryptos and real estate all on one platform. So we're hoping to launch that probably fall 25. And then we're also working on a guaranteed type retirement annuity where this is something that may be a year or so away, where Americans are going to be able to, just like life insurance, basically say how much they want when they retire, whether it's 100 grand, 200 grand, whatever it is, a million. And then with a partnership with an insurance company, we're going to allow them to get that guarantee, make it a reality, and have a contract where they can make contributions every year over a certain amount of year to the insurance company to guarantee that amount.
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. That's really what we want is income, you know, in retirement. And it's not easy to accumulate a bunch of money. And then it's quite another to figure out how to turn it into income. So the idea that you can do it in one place makes a ton of sense. That can't be easy to, I'm sure so many different ideas and pitches are coming across your desk and so many ideas floating through your head. How do you make decisions on what you're going to move ahead with and what you're going to just punt on? Or say no to?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, I have a great executive team, and we meet weekly, and then we have obviously monthly and quarterly board meetings, and we have some brainstorming sessions where we kind of get together and brainstorm, whiteboard stuff out, and then we look to the data, and sometimes the data is just not conclusive enough. You just have to take a chance, right? And that's where you kind of have to take your gut chance and say, okay, I'm going to invest X dollars and X time in this product and this project, and it. The data suggests it works. It's not conclusive, but we're going to try. And we failed at times, and we've made mistakes at times, and we've won on time. So it's trying to get to the point where we're making the best educated decision. My goal is to try to surround myself with smarter people than me who can help me make decisions and kind of implement my vision. And that's really what my focus is, just surrounding myself with as many smart people as I can.
Yeah, well, that's proven out over time to be a smart approach. So as you, and you could tell me, well, what would your advice be? I was going to say, what would your advice to your kids be when it comes to investing? But just your advice to people who are starting to invest or considering investing or taking their game to the next, for lack of a better term, to the next level. Do you encourage passive index investments? Do you encourage real estate, or are you agnostic?
No, I have a strong opinion. And again, I'm just a tax lawyer. I'm not a financial advisor, but this has worked for me and I've seen it work for my clients. It's all about diversification. You should have exposure to as many different asset classes as possible. If you don't trust me, even if you look at Larry Fink, he's the CEO of BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the world. And he just came out and said 20% of your assets should be in private investments, not publicly traded. I think it should be probably 40 to 50%. I'm a big believer in ETFs and passive type funds. I own individual stocks. I own, spiders, QQQs, S&P 500, some, even some international stuff, some Russell 2000 smaller cap stuff. And then I do have real estate. I own some private equity, hedge fund investments, a lot of cryptos, and gold. So I think it's important to have exposure to different asset classes. I can sleep at night. We all remember in the past year, we saw, trade tariffs and the market kind of took a dive. And, it didn't really impact me because I don't have all my money tied into the S&P 500. So I wasn't as nervous as a lot of my friends.
I appreciate that. Thank you. All right. So people who are listening that are familiar with having a brokerage account, or rather an IRA at the Fidelities of the World or the Charles Schwab, whatever, and they're used to the interface and going in and buying stocks or going in and buying mutual funds, how similar / different is the experience at IRA Financial?
Right. So if you're doing alts, let's say you're doing real estate, cryptos, it's the same. We have a partnership with Bitstamp, which was purchased by Robinhood, where on our app or website, you can literally just buy Bitcoin like you would at Fidelity. But if you want to invest in a private business or a hedge fund or a real estate or buy gold, there is a bit of a different process because it's not as easy as just clicking a button. Basically, you're in charge. So the way it works, and just here's a small example. Let's say, George, you wanted to buy a piece of land, right, next to where you live. So you would, number one, open an account in IRA Financial. Number two, you would have to transfer funds from, let's say, Fidelity or Schwab. Okay, and that would be easy. We would handle that for you. Thirdly, we would help you purchase the real estate. So you couldn't just click like buy ETF one. You would have to provide us closing documents and we would sign them in, as your custodian on your behalf, and then wire the money. So with alts, there is a little bit more paperwork. Thankfully with tech, it's all DocuSign and it's super easy, but there are a few more steps, and that's why it's important to work with a custodian that can give you the right service and give you the right advice to make sure you're doing it as quick and as tax efficient as possible.
Yeah, I can certainly echo that. Anybody who's ever tried to roll over just a simple IRA into a 401k or vice versa understands that it's not an easy process and that you need to make sure you're doing it correctly. And so when we're doing something new, it just takes a little bit more of a learning curve. But that's what you guys do, is help people to make it happen.
That's what we do. Yeah. That's right. We do about 400 million a month of rollovers and transfers. So we do it all for our clients. But it's intimidating. Those are the two big issues with the retirement system right now. Number one, intimidation. And number two, education. Not enough Americans know that the retirement system is literally rigged in our favor. Congress actually wants us all to have 6-7 figures tax-free in an IRA. Not enough Americans know how it works. That's the problem.
Get on it, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, let me expand on this. So let me give your listeners just a very, very, very simple example of the power of deferral and compounding returns. Compounding returns means your money grows faster when it's not subject to tax. Power of 72, you assume a 9% rate of return. Your money doubles every 8 years. Here's a simple example. Let's say someone's 25 years old and they want to put away, they put away $3,000 a year, okay, from 25 to 70 years old. Let's just say that they stay consistent. 3,000 bucks a year, even as they make more money, doesn't matter. And let's say they assume an 8.5% rate of return, which is pretty conservative because if you look at the S&P 500, over the last 100 years, it's averaged over 10%. So if they did that, 25 to 70, $3,000 a year, 8.5% rate of return, they would have $1.35 million at age 70, tax-free, okay? If they used a taxable account, just assuming a 25% tax rate, they'd have only $712,000. Okay, they'd lose half their money. So that's the answer right there. That's why saving in a retirement system like an IRA, 401k, Roth IRA works. Don't trust me. Albert Einstein said compounding returns is the eighth wonder of the world. That's how smart people get rich.
There it is. I love it. Well, that could have been our difference-making tip right there, but I bet you've got another one for us. So give us.
Here they are. Yeah, it expands on that, George. It's really these are the three tips. If everyone does, we all can have 6 or 7 figures tax-free. Number one, start an IRA as early as possible. Okay, if you have access to a 401k at work, try to put in at least 3 to 5%, because most probably your employer is giving you a free 3% match. So if you put in 3%, they'll give you a 3% match. So make open an IRA, start 401k saving as early as you can, okay? Because the longer you do it, and the earlier you start, the more money you're going to have. Two, maintain good habits. Every year, even if things are tough and you can't put in $3,000, put in a dollar, put in $50, $100. Keep your good habits going. And the third's the easiest. Just be patient. Trust the process. This takes time. Okay, it's like anything in life. You start a business, you're painting a masterpiece, you're writing a novel. It takes time. Okay, and the retirement system, you're not going to get rich in a day or a week or a month. It's going to take years, but it works. It's guaranteed to work. And those are the three tips. Open a retirement account as early as you can. Be consistent in your good habits of contributions, and then be patient.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on. Yes. Get started as early as possible. Keep those good habits going. Be patient. Trust the process. Well said. Well, Adam, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they get started with IRA Financial?
Yeah, just check out our website, irafinancial.com, or you can go to our YouTube channel at IRA Financial, and there's thousands of videos, some long, some short, some about basic, you know, retirement stuff, some on more sophisticated topics, some on investments you can do. It's a lot of really good stuff there, and you can just kind of peruse it at your leisure.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Adam your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to irafinancial.com. Check out all the great resources. Follow their YouTube channel as well. And Adam is the author of 9 books and countless blog posts and obviously a bunch of YouTube videos as well. So he has the heart of an educator and the brain of an attorney. And holy cow, it's all good things. Oh, thanks again, Adam.
Thanks, George, for having me.
Finally, friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.